Democrat Kevin Bechner is running to try to oust Brian Blair on the Hillsborough County Commission. But first, he has to defeat two opponents who, unlike himself, have ran for countywide office in the past. Environmental activist Denise Lane and entrepreneur Joe Redner are also running in the District 6 race against Bechner. Last Friday, WMNF interviewed D. Lane. Tonight, we speak with Kevin Bechner, a certified financial planner and an Indiana University graduate. We began our interview by asking him if he was concerned that the other Democrats have a higher name recognition than himself.
Not at all. When we've been out on the streets, walking the neighborhoods of the last 17 months, and most people, when they're looking for a candidate, they're looking for a fresh voice. They're looking for somebody who's going to be focusing on the real issues, have a new perspective, and that can really bring about change. And I believe that I'm the candidate that can really bring about change in Hillsborough County.
What's the number one issue you think the county must contend with going forward?
I think the most important thing, Mitch, is when we take a look at what's happening in the county, what we really lack is a vision, is a game plan as a whole from the county commission. We really don't have a consensus on the board on what direction the county should be going in as far as issues around growth management, issues of transportation. And so there are key issues, especially, you know, in the sagging economy here. There are issues, pocketbook issues also, that people are really concerned about. And we don't have a clear direction going forward as a commission. So one of my first priorities is to try to get a vision plan really put together and to really find out what our real priorities are and start implementing the things that are most important to the people.
Let's talk about, you mentioned transportation, and that does seem to be something that's really on the plate right now. Mayor Iorio says in a recent interview that she says believes that more Hillsborough County commissioners need to get engaged about the discussion of transportation and specifically rail. Are you willing to be one of those commissioners?
Absolutely.
Now, part of the idea Iorio's been talking about is to have the county commission. That body would be the ones responsible for putting a measure on the ballot in 2010, essentially asking people to help pay for this transportation plan. Are you willing to do that?
One of the things I think right now, all the options are on the table as far as how to pay for transportation. If you take a look at the amount of money in projects coming up that are especially on roads and roads improvements, those run into the billions of dollars. So again, I think we can explore a lot of different ways to help pay for this. But most importantly, we have to present a plan to the people that is, number one, responsible, and then number two, are going to be effective and efficient.
You mentioned planning, and there's been a perception for the last few years in Hillsborough County that the developers, up until the economy, of course, has slowed everything down, certainly in terms of building, but the developers really had the upper hand here in the county. Finally, impact fees were raised a couple of years ago, but what are your thoughts about that?
I really think that, you know, that there are a lot of great developers in the community. There are certainly a handful that I don't think that really have had the community's interest at heart. I think right now what we have to do is, again, we have to focus on how we're going to move forward. And certainly the developers are part of our community. But most importantly, when we're sitting down with the developers, we have to make sure that they have the interests of the community at heart and that we're working, again, together, not just for their bottom line profits, but also for what's going to work best for the community.
We're speaking with Kevin Bechner. He's running for the Democratic nomination for County Commission in District 6, which will be voted on August 26th. Kevin, you mentioned a moment ago about leadership and the like. There's also going to be a ballot measure in Hillsborough County this November on a county mayor form of government. You have any thoughts about that?
I think as I've been out there talking with people about this particular issue, there are certain pros and there's certain cons. The main concern that I have about any ballot initiative is that voters go to the polls on election day educated. And part of my job that I look at is really educating people on the pros and the cons. So I certainly again, I see some pros to the initiative. I also see some cons, and I'm actually still learning myself and am still on the sidelines for that issue. But again, what I really encourage people to do is, again, make sure before they vote on this issue that they're fully educated. So many times we pass ballot initiatives and later on we regret passing or denying those initiatives simply because we weren't aware of all the facts and all the implications of those measures.
I want to talk about your personalities for a moment, if I could. There was a recent article in the Creative Loafing last week talking about your being openly gay, if you will. And I want to ask you is that I spoke recently with a Democratic political consultant, and he told me that he thought you were a really solid candidate, had a really good chance, but he thought that for Hillsborough County, maybe it wasn't the best thing for you to be out, if you will. I mean, he said, compared to maybe even Pinellas County, maybe a little more forward thinking. I mean, we are in a county where there's still 3 years later a ban on gay pride that has not been overturned. What are your thoughts about that?
I really think, you know, a couple of things that is we've been going on the last 17 months, and I personally, I think that people in government, there is a perception and probably also in many cases a reality where the people that we have elected have not necessarily been open and honest, and there also has been a lack of transparency in government. And part of my core values, of course, is being open, more honest, and then also transparent. In order for me to do that, I felt that I needed to be open and honest about who I am and who I love. I've been in a committed, long-term relationship for the last 9 years, and this particular person has been a longtime servant of our community, serving 23 years in law enforcement. And so, you know, to me, it's not a real issue. What people are really focused on right now, they want to know when the person that they're electing to office, what are they going to do for them? How are they going to help their quality of life? And that's what we're really focused on. Again, the real issues that are going to improve the quality of life for everybody in our county.